This is for anybody who's ever been called a name. When I was a kid, my legs were bigger than the other girls' legs. I ran around like my life was at stake, and I was the only one sans broken bones, choking on trying to be cool, playing the fool on D&D recess deals, and I remember the first time I hated myself. Grade one, fun jump roping and coping with the words, bluebells, cockle shells, eeny, eeny. Over the bridge we go, fat bitch, stupid, and who is this kid Curtis who wants to hurt me? Defining a lie I believed ever fucking since. In the back of my head, I dread confessing the truth of hating myself. Dealt it out like love on my life, and I don't have to be like this anymore. I don't need you to predate the waiting you have to do before I stop crying, and I don't need to tell you how you're dead now. I'm ready this minute telling you to fuck off. 23 years old to yearbooks and the cold word of die. I press so hard and pencil around your face. You're still 6 years old, still saying lies, and I believed. Believed like my fragile faith would leave me someday. Way back then, I fended for friends, ending bonds at the drop of a popsicle stick. I didn't even touch a dick till I was 17, and even he couldn't take my shirt off completely. He just politely put his boxers back on, and I woke up to an off-white wall. Taller lies had never been told. Fat, stupid bitch. It was a last-ditch effort to save me. Toughen up, kid. The nail on innocence would say right on the head, and my trust became dead when he said those words. Over the bridge, living my life afraid. Say it again. Say how beautiful it's like, because I'm not. I'm damaged goods, just barely good enough to get fixed. And this doesn't have to be. Curtis was never supposed to define me. Fat, stupid bitch. The boys all hate me because I can kick further than they can, even though they could run the bases faster. And last year, I counted 23 years of fear that keeps believing in me, but I see it now. I see how I can fix it. Kick out the memories, and here is me undamaging the hurt underneath. This unique feeling that I'm not sick anymore, that I'm a morning person just woken up, and you, Curtis, are a burned-out memory telling me that I see the light now. I walk stronger because my legs are bigger than yours. I remember kicking that ball over your head, and you dreaded saying anything to me afterwards. In other worlds, I would know you precisely, but here you're just a piece of shit, insisting that being a man is more important than owning your insecurity. I've seen it before. Fat, stupid bitch. Do you call your wife that? Do you beat her now? I bet you hate yourself worse than me, worse than seven seas of loneliness, confessing guilt every day, like you would lay down and die someday. Fat, stupid bitch. I don't need to justify myself to you, but damaged goods gotta fix them damn selves. I'm not gonna sell myself shorter than I already am. The ball's flying overhead, and don't go running after it. Why don't you kiss my fist instead?